dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
I was coaching at the University of Arkansas. We're playing Texas. The winner goes to College World Series. Coach O'Brien says, Chip, go give them the plan out in left field. I go and I set them down. I can't wait to give it to them. Texas was number one in the nation at that time, but we had a plan. We had a plan. I set them down, and I'm giving it to them, and all of a sudden, right above us in the parking lot, because we were kind of set down, our stadium was, the girls' track team walks by as I'm giving the plan. And the college boys' priorities seem to change. I'm giving that plan, and I'm boiling inside. And afterwards, I quizzed them on the plan. And they failed the quiz because they were not ready to hear. Faith cometh by hearing. Solomon said, when you come into the house of God, be more ready to hear than give the sacrifice of a fool. Be on the edge of your seat receiving, being coachable and ready to hear. And I failed the quiz and I told them to get their running shoes on and we ran from 4 o'clock that afternoon till 2 in the morning. We only had to do it once. And I told him, you disrespected the plan. You disregarded and disrespected the plan. Something diverted it, which could have made us lose. Focus. Learn to focus. One day baseball's going to be over. You're going to have a boss. And because you focus in, you're going to get the raise. You're going to get the bonus. Your children will get blessed more. You'll be a more successful, better man. Because you learn to focus. And the next week we got in and we're in the tournament. And it was just like, it was so cool. He said, go deliver the plan. I'm down there delivering the plan. And sure enough, this is a week later, same girls' track team walks by. And those boys go. So who are you? Amen. Here is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ and everything on heaven and earth. This is the plan. This is our time at the right time. This is our time. We are the body of Christ arising up. We don't know just about the blood. We don't know just about the authority. We know about the covenant that was made. Jesus sacrificed his life, and that blood was shed for me. Amen. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of Jesus to Peter in Matthew 16. Let's look at that in the Message Bible. Now watch this. Jesus came back and said, God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get the answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you really are. You are Peter, a rock. On this rock, I will put together my church, a church so expansive in energy that not even the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Click. And I love this part. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any door and every door. Now watch this. Watch this as you dial in. No more barriers between heaven and earth. And earth and heaven. No more barriers. Notice where he said the barriers are. Here's earth. Here's heaven. Here are the barriers. Location, location, location. Don't try to do it from down here. We have been raised far above what? The barriers. Because we're in covenant with him. Amen. And a yes on earth is a yes in heaven, and a no on earth is a no in heaven. I jumped out of my chair and said, I say yes. Because of my covenant, because of the blood and all the blessings and promises, I use that authority. I say yes to healing. I say yes to no pain. I say yes to prosperity. I say yes to bills paid and debt free. I say yes to no lack. Blessing the church and blessing others, I say yes from the curse of the law. I say no. Let me tell you what I say no to, devil, because I'm far above you. I say no to sickness, to me or my family. And because I'm in covenant with him, I say no to poverty, strife, or division in my marriage or in my family. And from the right hand of the Father, I remove all barriers now. Amen. Because I'm in covenant with El Shaddai. I'm covenant minded. I remember preaching on the reservations with Brother Copeland. We were eating somewhere, and there was only 40 people there. Navajo women wrapped up in blankets. And I watched him preach covenant for 2 hours. And there wasn't a pulling crowd. There wasn't. It was in the middle of a rodeo arena. The animals were still in the corral. They built a little stage. They had all kinds of chairs out there. Might be a lawn chair next to a lazy boy, next to a metal chair. And I was preaching with Brother Copeland. I was so thrilled. And there would be me and Elson Bennett and our little families there. You were there. And it scattered about 40 Navajo little women in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's preaching on covenant. He comes over here, and there were nobody in those chairs. And he's preaching with a passion and a fire. He comes over and slats me and goes, Chip, let's run. Boom! So we take off running. Now, I'm not in the spirit like he is. But I don't like to lose. And we're running around this rodeo arena, dodging all the mess and everything else. He's just going. And I can hear him, covenant, my God, my covenant, my God. Thank you, Lord, for my covenant. I'm like, man, I ain't got it like that. We finished that thing. We went 2 more days. I thought of all the people who badmouthed him or whatever, didn't know. And I just watched him preach to empty chairs. Covenant of God. And when it was over, Elson came in and said, Chip, we don't have any money for you. Sorry, you're going to have to believe God. He had in a white envelope the honorarium for Brother Copeland. And he goes, I'm so nervous to give it to him. Why? Brother Copeland, are you kidding? He said, Chip, it was a real odd number. It was like $107. It was odd. Oh, I was thinking, don't worry about it, Brother Elson. But inside I was going, I'm glad I'm not you. Brother Copeland comes in. He said, hey, boys, just want to tell you before I leave, I love you. I love everything you're doing here. I believe in you. We love you too. He goes, Elson, is that my honorarium? Yeah. He said, God showed me that you're going to give it to me in an envelope, and he even told me how much it was. It's $107. Elson and I looked at each other. He has a covenant with God. I asked him, what do you want me to do about that, Lord? And he said, well, receive it so he gets blessed. Amen. And then twice sow it back. And then he told me, give you this, and it was $10,000. Is he worried about money? Is he worried about, it cost me $1,500 of gas to get that plane in here. It cost me. I'm in covenant with God. If he wants me to preach to empty chairs, I'll preach to him. I'm in covenant with a God who owns all the gold and all the silver. He said, and there's another thing, Elson. He said, there's some Indians you can't get to because there's some roads that four-wheelers can't even get on. I've already called home, and we got two vehicles being made, jacked up, kind of monster truck, 15 van, that we'll have them sent out here, and you can get to them. He dropped to his knees just weeping. And he walked across that pasture, that fence, and got on his jet. But before that, he said, Chip, when we were eating during that time, I'll never forget the day I became rich. I still had $200,000 in debt. But I focused in on the covenant. And when I dialed in on that covenant, I scooted my chair back and said, everything he has is mine and mine is his. I'm in covenant with the richest daddy in the world. With the daddy who has more authority and the blood. He said, that's when it happened. I thought, Brother Copeland, Abraham, David, the day it changed, covenant mind. No more spraying and praying. Dialing in. I thank God for John A. McMillan. I'm going to talk about him next session. And I thank God for taking our seat and how to teach us to take our seat. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm even going to dial it in a little bit. Lord, because I have a covenant with you and blood was shed and authority was exchanged and you gave me your name, I have the right by the blood to take my seat by faith. And there I rule and reign and command and man. And my yes is a yes and my no is no. That's a different player right there. That's the player God's looking for. And he found David. Amen? Did y'all get anything out of this? Covenant minded.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG.